Hare Krishna. Question: in the Bhagavad Gita's first chapter, why does Duryodhana approach Drona to speak to and not Bhishma, who is his commander? Answer: because he wants to incite Drona to fight fiercely by reminding him of his rivalry with Drupada. Duryodhana, before the war started, was cocksure that he had great warriors on his side and he had greater number of warriors. He was sure of winning. But when he actually saw how expertly the Pandavas' phalanxes had been arranged, he became concerned, he became grave. And he realized that it was not going to be a cakewalk, it would be a serious battle. And he wanted to make sure that all his forces were motivated. He suspected the commitment of both Drona and Bhishma, who were the foremost of his warriors. And he wanted to ensure their faithfulness both. Now, in this particular context, when he saw how expertly the phalanxes on the opposite side were arranged, he saw in that the opportunity to incite Drona. Bhishma, as it was the commander, Bhishma was leading the army, and there was no specific rivalry between Bhishma on one side, who was the commander, and Dhrishtadyumna, who was the opposite commander. But Drona and Drupada had a long rivalry, and Duryodhana saw that this is an opportunity by which I can incite Drona. That's why when he says Acharya Upasangamya Raja Bachinam Abravit, Acharya Upasangamya, second verse of the first chapter stated, he came to Acharya Dronacharya and he spoke. What did he speak? Paschaitan Pandu Putranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum Vyudhamadrupat Putrena Tavashishena Dhimata. So, to incite Drona, he used the words, two covers in combination, Paschaitan Pandu. Vyudham Drupada Putrena. This army has been arranged by your enemy's son. And your liberality, you were so reckless, he wanted to imply, he did not use the word, but that's what he wanted to imply. Because of your affection, you became excessively liberal. And by becoming excessively liberal, you educated that person who was your enemy's son. And now he doesn't imply it over there, it isn't stated directly, but it was well known that Drupada had got this son, Dhrishtadyumna, specifically for the purpose of killing Drona. So, in this way, he was reminding him of three things: that it is your arch enemy's son who is there, and implied in that is that this son is destined for your death, and it is you who have educated him. So just see in the past your liberality, your excessive liberality, where has it got you? Now don't be excessively liberal or sentimental in your affections. Now gird yourself. Now become hard and tough and fight wholeheartedly. So that was the implication of Duryodhana's speech, and that's how he wanted to incite and motivate Drona to fight on his side. So, because that particular setting did not provide any immediate impetus for him to motivate Bhishma, he did not approach Bhishma. But because that setting of Dhrishtadyumna, who was Drupada's son, being the commander and having arranged the army expertly, that setting provided an opportunity to incite Drona. So, Duryodhana approached Drona and spoke to him in words that would incite him to fight fiercely. Thank you. Hare Krishna.